adults that are United States senators, I don't know how they get there, but it's true. There are some really not bright people. Sheldon Whitehouse, one of those. Of course, there's always Richard Blumenthal, creep, and Hirono as well. I mean, I can just go down the list of these people that are just not bright. But Sheldon Whitehouse wants to gut, you know, the courts. He wants to go after amicus briefs. He wants to weaponize the judiciary. Of course he does. They can't win any other way. The Democrats and their ideas are getting rejected everywhere, as evidenced in Texas not once but twice this past week. Once, the school board rejecting critical race theory by better than 70%, throwing out an entire school board. And then, of course, the Texas 6th Congressional District, Democrats were going to make their stand for 2022. They didn't even make the top two in the runoff. Joining me now, Pete Hutchinson, president of Landmark Legal Foundation. Pete, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me back.
Always good to have you. It seems to me that Sheldon Whitehouse, who is an adult, I think I'm being kind and mean to adults there, but the fact of the matter is, the only thing they can do is attack the system and try to change the rules, because they can't win by the rules because people reject them almost every single time. Your thoughts?
Well, you're right. But the problem is that he's now in a position to make the rules. The other senators you mentioned, Blumenthal and Hirono, both of whom are just detestable in terms of their public policy views and their conduct in the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings. They are hell-bent to do four things. They want to undermine confidence in the judicial branch. They want to intimidate the judiciary, especially the Supreme Court, and especially Chief Justice Roberts. They want to squelch free speech, and they want to intimidate conservatives who support groups like Landmark Legal Foundation, which regularly files amicus briefs in important Supreme Court cases. And you're right, they cannot win in the court of public opinion. And so that is why they're trying to freeze out their opponents in the judiciary and try to cower the judges into ruling their way. It is the only way they can win, but they're doing a pretty good job of it.
I don't know if they're doing much of a job of it. I see, rulings coming out in both directions. The idea that somehow anybody appointed by Donald Trump is therefore a political, stooge. These people, most of them have, long judicial careers, long before Donald Trump even, decided to run for president. Wouldn't that be accurate?
Right.
Absolutely. So most of these people have no relationship whatsoever to Donald Trump. In fact, I'd say pretty much all of them. I don't think Donald Trump knew Brett Kavanaugh or Amy Coney Barrett or any of them, for that matter. And the idea that somehow it's a rigged system because Trump appointed them, it doesn't pass the stink test, does it?
No, it's a phony claim, but it fits with the it fits with the agenda there. We've got to undermine confidence, and so what we do is we undermine the individuals by smearing them with the Donald Trump whatever it is. It's a smear.
Well, here's what I'm getting. I mean, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but I was thinking about this over the last 24 hours. It seems to me, after the big hurrah of ramming through a $1.9 trillion spending plan, of which about 7% goes to help out direct results of the pandemic, the inability to get rid of the filibuster, the inability to pack the Supreme Court, the inability to, to do much of anything, the failure at the southern border, which, by the way, the approval rating is now at about 30% for the president on border security. It seems to me that the Biden administration has already run out of steam. They got one thing through. They did some executive orders, many of which are being challenged in court. You don't hear that much on the news, but many being challenged in court for being, overreach and so forth. I think the Democrats have lost steam already. Your thoughts?
Well, that's an interesting point. I think you're right. As I was listening to you, I'm thinking, this guy's right. He should have a show.
Good idea.
Your analysis is interesting in that they came out with, you know, dozens of executive orders right off the bat, like, oh, we're going to kick some backside.
But
frankly, 30% approval for the border is shockingly high.
I agree with that.
I think you're onto something there. And where did they go? At least with White House, he's not a short-term guy. He's been up to this amicus brief attack for years. And, you know, as I think about it, like, if I could tell you quickly, Landmark Legal Foundation, we file briefs in four or five cases a year. They're important constitutional cases. They're close calls. They are there are principles on both sides to be argued. And there are lots of briefs filed by liberals and conservative groups. And in the last, you know, many years, I've been doing this for 30 years. I can only think of one brief, one amicus brief that was filed that I thought was just over the top and inappropriate. And the guy who wrote the brief, Sheldon Whitehouse.
Yeah.
It's a brief in which it was in a gun case, and he wrote about how the Supreme Court is sick, and if they don't do something about it, then the Senate will. And come on, that's an inappropriate use of an amicus brief. And that guy he's a dangerous guy, though. He wants,
a lot of them are. You've got Whitehouse, you've got Blumenthal, you've got Mazie Hirono, all of these folks, Pete, and you know that. I've got to leave it there, but I got to have you back because we got to have a longer conversation about the dangers of these people having any power at all. Lindsey Graham, I don't care for on many days, but he was right when he called him out. You know, God, all you want is power, yeah. And I hope you never get it. He was right about that. I'm not a Lindsey Graham fan, but he nailed him there. Pete Hutchinson, president of Landmark Legal. Let's have you back sometime soon, Pete.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Thanks very much.
Quick break.